What about someone who's... Well, have you ever heard the term pocho?
Pocho? I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
Referring to what?
To someone who's not able to speak really either language very fluently. Who's not a Mexican-American or Latin-American or whatever. Who's...
Pocho? I don't think so.
What about someone who's one parent's Mexican and the other parent's American? Any special names for someone like that?
Hmm. Are you talking about Mexican from this side now?
Mm-hmm.
Latin American with an Anglo, one Anglo parent and one Latin American.
Or Mexican.
Well, I mean, you want to cut the guy down, you put half-breed on him, but I don't know of any particular name. Probably not. In the old days around here, I'm sure there were terms mm-hmm. for all that stuff, but I think it's something that's gradually died with
mm-hmm.
or just not being passed on. I'm sure that there were names for those things because they had names for everything. And
mm-hmm.
But nowadays, people just begin to live. More and more, I think, people are beginning to live and let live. And I think any name you put on to somebody like that, it's a cut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, in the first place, it's not that guy's fault. In the second place, if his mother was an Anglo and his father was a Latin American, but they were happy, well, it's nobody's business but their own, so why put a name on him?
Mm-hmm. What other names are there for Anglos? Are there any insulting names?
Gringo.
Uh-huh.
Gringo. Anglo, gringo. Now, they can say Americano in such a way that it's a more of a cut than any of those terms there. But usually gringo. If they kind of want to cut at you a little bit, they put that gringo out there in such a way that you know they're cutting at you pretty good.
Uh-huh. What about the term Chicano?
Chicano. That, I don't know exactly what that's supposed to mean. That great picker cat up there, you think he started this stuff up. We could have done without that man.
That's Chavez?
Chavez. The Chicano power and all this stuff. I'm going to tell you, I got to go back now.
Mm-hmm.
These people were not, there never was any, I'm American, you Mexican, all this stuff around here. They didn't have any trouble around this place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes. These people were underpaid.
The migrant workers?
Yeah, of course, we didn't have migrant workers coming in here. We had migrant workers going that way, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, most of the migrant, we got them here.
Mm-hmm.
They'd do the work here, then they'd go somewhere else, Michigan to pick beets, or California to pick grapes, or someplace else. They migrated usually away from here.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some business up the valley here with something, and his sister Chavez came in here. Yeah, these people were underpaid. They had kind of bad living, not all of them now, but some of them, they had bad living conditions and stuff like that, but they were not educated enough, nor were they able to earn for themselves. They weren't able to do more than pick out cotton
mm-hmm.
by hand. And it was a question of economics. You could afford to pay a man so much to pick so much cotton. You wanted to start pushing it up to where you had to pay him more than you were going to get for it. Well, they finally adjusted upward to where they were making pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all they were able to do. Then they got these guys in here like Cesar Chavez that wanted to pay him $20 a day and all that. Which a man's got a right to earn, but a man can't afford to pay, can't do it. And I saw what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
They brought in mechanical cotton pickers. So all they did was put maybe 8,000 or 9,000 people out of work 2 months out of the year where they were making more money than they ever thought of making.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's stir it up, right? You don't see any hand-picked cotton around, maybe a few, but just here and there, they pick it with machines now. They've done all that stuff.